Okay, guys. Okay, this is the Vanguard Academy Board Meeting, Vanguard Academy Charter School Board Meeting, Tuesday, September 6th, 2022. And we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. So.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'll do a real quick roll call of who is present, and we'll start. This is Kent Johnson, Board Chair.
Joy Palmer, Board Assistant.
Joshua Peterson, Vice Chair.
Eric Freeman, Board Member.
Ben Robinson, Board Member.
Darren Jenkins, Board Member.
Johnny Jenkins, School Counselor.
Mary Evans, Operations and Assessment.
Scott Kingston, Board Member.
Dan Jessup, Board Member.
Grace Mitchell, Board Treasurer.
Charles Reynolds, Director.
John Williams, Business Manager.
Okay. We have a chair for you. You can climb up. So, okay, we'll go on to our agenda. We have the full agenda tonight, so we'll go directly into that. Our first item is public comment. We do have two people that have requested public comments. We would like to request that they be no longer than 3 minutes at each, but we'll go ahead and start with that. The first one is Ann Kingston. And if you want to come close enough, we can get it on the recording.
Come here. Please keep that chair.
We'll just put this.
My name is Ann Kingston. I am the president of the PTO for Vanguard. I have been talking to a lot of concerned parents. They are asking what's going on. They are asking what is going to be happening. They are asking how they can join to be able to help Vanguard and do what we need to be able to help our kids, to be able to have everything okay for them. I was looking on the SBSC website to look at the charter board school, and I want to know why the charter board moved their meeting up to Heber City. That's an hour and a half away. It makes it so hard for any of the parents of Vanguard to be able to go and support it and find out what's going on and be a part of it. I'm wondering why it looks like they're trying to hide what they're doing here to Vanguard. And it seems like that they are trying to make it to where we do not have a voice in what's happening to our school. And I want to go on record saying that every parent that I've talked to is not okay with what the charter board is doing to Vanguard. We are worried about what's going to happen with the students after, depending on the charter board's decisions that they're making for us. We want to know what's going to happen with our students if these things do go through, and what is going to be the results of that. And I'm hoping that the board can address these concerns for the parents of the school. And thank you for letting me comment.
Thank you for your comment. We'll go on to the next. Comment by Victoria Stevens. Can I come up close to the recording?
I'm Victoria Stevens. I am a parent of two children that actually go to Vanguard. I have spent the last 5 years getting my education in my desired field. While the majority of the schooling was based on the skills and knowledge I would need in order to practice the best way possible, a good part of my schooling was based on one idea. The idea that care offered by those with the same values and experiences is crucial to the health of people. There is such a large push to get more and more LGBTQ plus providers, or at least those that are considered allies. In fact, a few courses specifically aimed towards helping me to become a better ally for those people. There's such a big push to get more certified midwives who are people of color. Why? Because the research supports the idea that when those communities are given care by those who share their same values and experiences, their morbidity and mortality rates decline. And the same is seen in the Jewish, Hindu, Muslim, and every other community. When a person is being cared for by someone who recognizes the hardships, experiences, and needs of themselves, their lives improve greatly, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally. Sorry, I'm a little bit nervous. The State Charter School Board claims to be taking into consideration the best options for these children, and yet they are failing to realize that by stripping them of the very people who know exactly what it is like to be them, they are setting these children up for failure. as well as decreasing the chance of their health and wellness being what it could and should be. They have failed to realize that their actions are based primarily on what some believe could happen as opposed to what is really happening. The SCSB has not found any wrongdoing from the Vanguard School Board. They have not found that the board members may, they have not found that the board members who may or may not believe many of the same things, things that others who do not share their belief and not are part of their community have painted it scary, negligent, and abusive. When you look at the students of the school, past and present, you can easily see that they are very intelligent people, that they are going above and beyond to be outstanding members of the Salt Lake County and Utah community, only adding to it. Their success comes because of the actions of this board, the teachers, their family, and their community. When looking for an ally for these students, those currently sitting on the Vanguard School Board cannot be beat. They are the best at this job. In a time when the research is supporting the idea that being cared for by someone with your shared values and experiences, why is this group of young people being overlooked? Why do their stories and those of their ancestors not matter to the state charter school board? As a parent, I support the current school board members at Vanguard. I thank you for giving me my time.
Thank you. Thanks for the comments. we'll move on to the next item on the agenda. This is discussion by the board members. The next item on the agenda is items of excellence. For the new board members, we have brought up different examples of excellence that we see in our school, and different stories that we have seen that have given us encouragement to say this: we're doing a good job here. We'll kind of open it up to any board members, any staff, people that have any firsthand knowledge of things that you feel like are going well, and anything you want to comment on with our school.
I just wanted to mention a few of the things. We had a really good start to the year this year, one of the best starts that we've had in a number of different areas. Our schedule was a little bit different, which gave us more students in our first lunch than normal. And even on day one, we were able to have everybody served in 12 minutes. So just shout out to the crew in there. Also wanted to mention with our academic advisors, they put in hours and hours before school started, and they had 97% of student schedules were signed by parents before school started. We also had a real big push for our induction days, to where we had the different policies and procedures for students were gone over in every class the first 3 days of school, and that was a real big success. Students were able to set up their planners and their binders and have things all set before any of the college classes started, and they were ready to walk into class prepared and ready to learn. We also enjoy every year the positive comments that we get from our students, how much they love being here, and especially our new students. They do notice a difference and they enjoy being here, and we appreciate hearing that every year, and it was very noticeable this year from our students as well.
I did hear good comments on the scheduling this year, and I hope we documented it and made the processes so we can continue that. So, thank you. Any other comments? Any thoughts?
Based off our end of results from last year. For Vanguard, we had 84 students graduating. Of those, 70 of them were seniors, 14 were early graduates. 48 out of the, so there's 57% males, 42.86% female. 100% of our students graduated, and of the students that graduated, 83% of them were first-gen students. First-gen college students, thank you. We had, of our graduating students, there were 3,506 total CE credits earned. That was an average of 42 credits per student. That's amazing for an average. For those that completed at least one college class, there were 95% of the students that had at least one college class completed. Those that had at least 12 plus CE credits, there was 85.7%. Our goal when we started Vanguard was 80%, so we are well above that goal. For those that earned a Gen Ed certificate, we're looking at 51%, and those that that qualified for the associate's degree was 29.76%. So doing quite well. Of our graduating students, by the end of quarter three, we had a 23% that had a, for their weighted GPA, was a 4.0 GPA or higher. Those that had a 3.8 GPA or higher was 13%. 3.5 GPA or higher was a 26%. That's a total of 63% of our graduates that had a 3.5 or higher GPA. So go Vanguard.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. You know?
I do remember.
Okay, we've got more of them. We'll get some of them. Anyway, thank you very much. It's been nice to go through some of the successes that we've had as a school. I feel like we have very many places where we shine, and it's nice to recognize those and bring them up to our attention. We'll go on to the next item on the agenda are the minutes from the July meeting. I think you each have a copy if you want to go ahead and review that. And we can entertain a motion to approve once you've reviewed them. So all those in favor of approving the board minutes for Wednesday, July 27th, 2022, say yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Yes. Any opposed, say no. The voting is unanimous. We'll record the minutes as approved. And we'll go on to the next item on the agenda is the director's report. I'll turn the time over to Charles.
First of all, I want to welcome all the people here that are attending. I think this is the largest crowd we've seen. and I want to echo my commendation on the statistics and that were brought out for last year, and say that this year, as far as the number of students attending college and what we've got, we anticipate we will exceed those numbers this year, and it will be even more students and even more attending. We did maximize our enrollment as far as the number of students that we were allowed to, and even had to go a little over that, and unfortunately was not able to accept all applicants that came in, and so the acceptance was based on the lottery procedures. And just want to kind of update the board on that, and let parents know that later on this year, I think it's actually the applications open up either in December or January. I can confirm that amount to start accepting applications for next year. also, I want to mention with our facility, we have definitely had to maximize our classroom usage this year, and are anticipating as we're moving forward that we are going to need more classroom space. And so we will be looking at what the options are as far as expanding into the remaining portion of the building that we haven't been used. The portion that is going to be a part of our lease, if we get the lease approved in October. It's actually currently included in the lease that was signed historically, but there is going to need to be some work done in order to make it usable for classrooms and for stuff. So we will be looking at getting some bids to do some of the work, design work for what we will need. And just as soon as we have some of those proposals, we will be able to bring that to the board. I also want to mention over the summer, we did have to replace our air conditioning, the cooling tower outside. And so that part of the facility is new. I think John may be going through some of those expenses that we encountered through the summer, but we found that it has been working really well. We did run into a problem where one of the fan motors went out last Monday, and unfortunately for about a day the students and teachers were starting to get pretty warm, but by the end of the day we did have it fixed and had it up and running. I do want to commend our teachers and staff on how well the schedule was set up and things were done this year to have the student schedules correct. And we didn't require a lot of schedule changes after school started. And I do want to commend the staff for the work that they did to make sure that that was all in place by the first day of school. One other thing that we are moving into is the classroom technology work that we had gotten. We've actually had a lot of demonstrations come in and been given to us. And I think in the financial update, John will be talking a little bit about where we're at on that process. But we hope to soon be to the point we'll be ready to purchase and start installing some of that into the classrooms, which will really allow us to benefit our existing students as far as the technology, as well as the online students that we have, and being able to participate better and more smoothly with the existing classes. I think that's everything as far as the director's report. Some of the other issues or things are later on in the agenda, and we can discuss those things at that time. If there's any questions or any concerns that anyone has for me, then I can take those questions too.
Very good, thank you. Any new questions, discussion? Anybody else for the director? If not, we'll move to the next item on the agenda. Thanks for the update, Charles. We'll go to the Finance Committee for John. 5 minutes.
All right. I'll take the whole 5 minutes, but
I'll take whatever time you need.
Okay. All right. So, like Charles mentioned, we did replace the cooling tower. That was most of that went through at the end of last year. So we won't see that on this year's. But we did replace and update one of our computer labs with new computers. So there was that. And then we also did get a kind of a mobile computer lab that you can take from class to class and to teach some of the CTE lessons that may not have the higher and more advanced computers. And then we are, like Charles said, looking at the classroom technology, and we have been evaluating the different options of what will go in the classes, and we're almost ready to make that decision on what type of screens we'll have, and you know, the mics and everything, so that we'll have that option for the students in class, and then any that miss it, our goal is to have it so that they can go back and watch it later, or if they want to, you know, they remember something in class but not quite sure what it was, they can refer back to that. The other thing, we are currently in the process of redoing the RFP for the lunch caterer. That closes, I think, on the 9th of this month, and then we'll go through and evaluate the proposals that we get and then make a selection based off of the needs of the school. And then we're also in the process of rebidding our technology services. And that one did close, and so we are getting started on the evaluation of the proposals we received. The other main thing that we are currently going through our annual audit, and that should be done in the next week or so. Is there any questions on any of those things at this time?
What was the name of the audit?
The audit company? Squire.
Squire.
Do we want to address how much we pay for?
Do you want to?
Around.
So.
Probably.
Okay. So for the to update the computers in the computer lab, it was about $50,000, and that was for, I believe, 30 to 35 machines, and then the mobile computer lab was about 3,500, and that was for 30 laptops. Very good.
Do we have a deadline for the technology in the classroom? When is that scheduled to be completed?
As soon as we can. We're trying to make sure that we go through and choose the best option, mm-hmm. and what that covers everything that we need. We don't want to jump in and get something that we find out later isn't going to work. So we've been going through a pretty thorough evaluation, making sure that it will fit the needs. But we are trying to get that done as quickly as we can.
I know originally they're hoping to have the deadline of having it working by the first of school, but in order to go through the process of having several different vendors come in and demonstrate their products and get make sure we have the right, correct hardware for what we're going to need and that we know what we're going to need, mm-hmm. it's taken longer than that. And so I pushed back that date to allow us to make sure that our selection is going to be for the correct hardware at the best value, and we've got multiple bids and enough to know that we follow our procedures correctly.
Okay. Anything else in the comments?
I think that's everything for now.
Yeah, any questions? Okay, we'll go on to our next item on the agenda is the Academic Assessment Committee report. We'll start with Marie, John, and Joy.
Thank you. So I don't have a lot new. We still only have our preliminary testing results. The state results will be out September 15th, so we'll have access to those, and I'll update any of those that have changed as they do their evaluations. So that's, the colored sheet is still the same as last time I presented that. We have done our interim testing for the beginning of the year, like we typically do each year. With everything lined up the way we needed it with Power School and the Utrex clearing as quickly as it was, the teachers that have access to interim through the state testing platform were able to test earlier in the year than they have probably ever. So that was another celebration that we're excited about. Those are all of the junior high teachers. Also in the junior high, since the interim is given in the state testing platform, it does give a 1, 2, 3, or 4, just like it will at the end of the year. So it's easy for us to see right now which students are scoring proficient and which ones are close. And those the numbers that you see at the top of that chart for the whole junior high section. And so any of those that are under proficiency, that shows the number of students that are proficient right now for the course that they are enrolled in that they will test at the end of the year. So they are looking pretty good. And then for our high school, there's not an interim available through the state testing platform, but the state provides a license through to SHMOOP that has practice tests that are really closely aligned. So that's where we do our high school interim. And SHMOOP had a bit of an issue this year to where some of our students were tied to the state license, some were tied to Vanguard's license, which we purchase for credit recovery and credit replacement. So some students weren't able to get in because they weren't linked to the state. Anyway, it was quite a deal to work that out with them. So that's why you'll see some incomplete numbers there. Those teachers are still giving those, and we should have those by the end of next week.
What's the percent close? How close is that?
So those are students that got a 2.
You need a 3 for proficient, mm-hmm. Right? And, okay.
So if you look at some of them, when you put the close with the proficient, it looks like we should have another really good year with our assessment data.
In the counseling department, we are, as was mentioned earlier, our scheduling went very well this year. Our goal was to really push it and get everything followed on time to where we can start the new year off right. We've been taking kind of the ideas of backwards by design to determine our goals for the end of the year and what it's going to take to get there. And one of our goals for this year is to, rather than having scheduling done by the beginning of the year, to have it done before we leave for our break. Part of that goal is we looked at each step and broke it down. We understand that the students are going to be registering for college classes in October for next semester, and so we want to make sure their schedules are all aligned, ready to where they know exactly what they're going to be taking. We already know when they're scheduled for, and they will be put into the student schedules. All they have to do is click the button to register. They know exactly what they're ready to do. We also have those students in their advisory class, where they're in their leadership advisory, where they'll be working with their academic advisors to give them the informed or the information that they're going to need in order to register for those classes that they'll be taking. And we'll also be, so one of the things that we're working on right now is every senior is scheduled in the month of September to meet with their academic advisor. In that meeting, they'll be going over their graduation progress to make sure they're on track to graduate, and then also creating plans for next school year. So we're looking a year in advance, because for college registration or college application opens up October 1st. So our goal is to meet with every senior by the end of September, and come October 1st, they have a clear plan. They'll be in their with their academic advisors in their leadership class, where they will have the opportunity. In fact, October 1st is the first day to apply for financial aid, and our students will be ready October 3rd and 4th in their leadership class. We have students or people coming in to give them some guidance to apply for financial aid at that point. And the remainder of the week is our college week, and so at that point they'll be able to apply for any of the colleges that they plan to attend after graduation. Our goal is to get as many of the students to be able to have their college education completely funded, either through financial aid or scholarships or any kind of funding that we'll be able to help them to find those. In that meeting, for our seniors, they'll be done by the end of September preparing for college week, and then our juniors will be meeting with us in the month of October. And we actually have our 11th and 12th graders in the class together so that they can kind of mock what it looks like a year in advance. Our goal is to have the students be prepared and start understanding and see that process a year before they're ready to take those steps. And so they'll be going through the process as well, start looking for financial aid, looking at it, what is it going to take, and then also be able to meet with their academic advisor to determine the classes they're going to be taking the next school year. Again, with in mind what they're going to do after graduation, so that they can take the classes that will closely related, be preparing them for those final pathways. And I feel like that as of now, our goal is to just get those started. We've actually already started making contact to our parents, ready to go, and I think everything is going really smooth for right now.
Do you have an avenue in that plan to scholarships and teach the kids how to apply for the scholarships?
Yes.
All over with industry partners and everything else.
Yeah, so we actually, our college and career coordinator is getting a program set up for our students to be able to apply and have all of their information, created their online portfolio. And in that portfolio, they will have any application for any colleges, or sorry, scholarships, information that we find. We'll start searching that and putting it into that program. And then our students will be able to apply for those right as soon as it comes up, they'll be ready there for them to do that.
So we've got it scheduled so that they know when the scholarships, the time period, the window that it opens, and so they will be able to take advantage of that.
Yeah, and we actually have that scheduled for this next Friday to start working on that portfolio, and those things will just be pushed in as the students see them. And we'll be going through that each week just to kind of keep the students on track with those seniors. And in fact, not just the seniors, because their scholarships available as early as ninth grade.
Oh.
Yeah, and so we want to help them to be able to catch those as soon as they can.
Is there a calendar or something that you go out to the parents?
That is something that our college and career coordinator is working on. It's not prepared yet, but it is something that I'll make note of that.
That would be really helpful
to make sure we have something ready.
Just to see the list of all the scholarships and the dates that have been on the board.
And we do have, as the students will meet with us in their meeting, then we'll have a list of deadlines and dates for them by their grade level.
So on the curriculum part, I just wanted to make our board aware of our literacy initiative that we're working on this year to improve our language arts test scores. Then we did have some amazing training at the beginning of the school year coming in talking about the science of reading. It was very well received by the teachers. It emphasized quite a bit on making sure that every single subject area includes reading and reading strategies. And of course, we've re-emphasized the study skills this year again for the kids to make sure that they are using the reading study strategies in every class. So the literacy initiative, it's all about books and reading, and we're trying to make it like a very much book themed year. You know, everybody's being encouraged to read more, and some of the teachers even have little posters on their doors that say, this is what I'm reading, you can read with me. And I think our language arts department has the goal of reading 40 books a year, and that's what they're asking the kids to do. A lot of the kids are writing their own books, and it's becoming quite a thing. So that's a big push in curriculum this year, is to increase the literacy by having the kids reading more, and using the strategies that will help them to become better readers.
Do we have assessment? Can we be able to measure how we're doing?
Yes, it should show up in our state and in terms of
course. Testing, or have we looked into any other kind of, it might be worth looking into something to
measure,
how we're doing, and how we align.
Yeah, okay, so. Well,
one thing I wanted to add to the curriculum report is, I'm on the curriculum committee with Joy, and in seeing what the English department needed, we decided to look for outstanding schools that were getting really, really high performance in their ELA departments. And, or is it LEA?
ELA, you're right.
And we found them, and we asked what they were doing, and they said, we're reading. We're having the kids read. And it's not online reading, it's actually opening a book and reading the classics. So I think that was actually pretty important, just going back to the classics.
Thank you for bringing that up. And that reminds me also, I wanted to report a little bit on how summer school went, because we started the initiative with summer school. And I supervised the summer school program this year. So we had quite a bit more reading. And we do understand the importance of teaching kids how to use technology, but there's a time where they need to learn how to close the computer and use an old-fashioned book and pencil and paper. And so we focused on that. And in summer school, we went as far as to say, I've read a lot of research on what you reward students with helps them to know what to value. And so instead of rewarding students with other extrinsic motivators during summer school, we bought a bunch of the classics. And when a student did well or achieved their goal, they set their own personal goals at the beginning of the year. Our teachers were amazing. They called every single parent and asked them what was their goal for their student during summer school. And as the student made progress towards their goals, they were given a book, and it was one of the classics. And so the students liked it quite a bit. They were really excited. A lot of them went home with like 10 new books that summer. We did give other rewards for things that you don't have to be necessarily creative for, like being on time and bringing a pencil and stuff. But the literacy initiative worked very well in summer school. It was a much more rigorous summer. And that's what we intended coming into this school year, to increase the rigor and to show students that we value literacy. As the adults in the school, we value literacy, and give them those skills to know how to, when to close the computer, learn from a book the way we all did. So thank you for bringing that up. That reminded me of our wonderful summer school experience. The kids said they liked it better. The teacher said it's the best year we've ever had in summer school. So thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Any questions? Any other discussion on item number 6 on the agenda? Academic assessment. Okay, good time. We'll go on.
There was one more comment before we get off of everything. I just wanted to commend our scheduling department. That is the best I've ever seen the scheduling department start a school year. I was so proud. Very little schedule changes. Parents were involved. It just went off so smoothly, and just a round of applause.
Thank you. So we'll go on to the next item on the agenda. Board meeting schedule. I think we passed out the schedule, all the board members. We did, this is the proposed schedule we will be voting on for this upcoming year. We do miss Christmas, and February was on the 14th. We may need to add some, depending on some of the requirements from the state, if they feel like we're not, I know they talked about having one per month for a period of time. I'm not sure how long they want that. We could revise this, but at this point, this is probably the schedule. Is that, if everyone wants to look at it?
Are they on a certain day of the week?
Yeah, we usually go the second Tuesday of the month. There are times that we need to adjust that. We try to make it as consistent as possible. We've gone a long time being very consistent. This last while has been kind of hectic. So if that looks good to all board members, and considering your time when you're available, in the past that's been the most successful to all the board members.
And is it going to always be at 6:30?
Yeah, 6:30 Tuesday night. So if there's a better time, we can entertain that different, but we've done that for 7 years now. Any comments on adjusting the schedule or making an alteration to it? You can look through your own personal calendars. And we'll once this has been approved, we'll put it on the website, and it'll make it available for everybody, and for the public.
Is this a voting item?
Yeah, this is, we want to vote on it. I believe we need to vote on this. Is that? So if there's any more discussion, any questions on the schedule, it's pretty straightforward.
I wonder if we ought to add February.
Should we go ahead and add that?
Yeah.
So if we add February, the second Tuesday is the 14th. It's Valentine's. Do you want to do a Valentine's?
Can everybody do a Wednesday?
Unless you're
on the 15th.
Should we do the 15th?
Forward or back.
Yeah.
So should we? Okay.
We can add February 15th?
So two. If that works. Just don't plan on me today. okay, so we'll modify this schedule to add February 15th, 23, if that works for everybody.
Okay. And have a motion to add that?
No, what we'll do is we'll make a motion to approve this schedule, adding February 15th. So that can be part of the motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the schedule with the addition of February 15th.
I'll second that motion.
2023.
Yeah. All in favor of the proposed schedule, adding February 15th, 2023, say yes?
Yes.
Yes.
How about yes? Any opposed, say no. Okay, it's been approved unanimously. That will be the schedule. We'll post that on the website and plan on that. The next item on the agenda is human resources, and we'll turn that over to John.
And maybe before John begins, I completed the teacher's contract. However, there are some of the teachers that I have a conflict with, and I've actually have a written notice to the board, and so those contracts, John's going to be taken care of, and I'm going to recuse myself and dismiss myself from the room while the board goes through them.
So for the first ones that are being presented are for staff.
staff that has already been employed and we're just renewing, deciding whether or not to renew their contracts. And the names of those are Cherie Reynolds, Nicole Reynolds, Betsy Andrews, Monty Benson, Jesse Crosley, Mitchell Gustavison, Mary Owen, Alex O'Brien, Dorothy Thomas, Jasmine Owen, Hannah Owen, Milan Stoll, Rebecca Lucas, Charles Strong, Joni Jenkins, Victor O'Brien, and Sarah Brown.
So I guess what's up for discussion is the renewal of these contracts. These, like John said, these aren't new. These are existing employees that have been.
So these were all here before Mr. Reynolds was hired.
And so we're just would be voting or making a decision on renewing their contracts, moving forward.
A motion to renew the contracts following the assignment sheet.
I'll second that motion. So all in favor of...
Wait.
We need to stop.
Yeah. Darren, I think that you need to recuse yourself. So you can go ahead and...
Any other conflicted board members? Thank you. Okay. So we can start over. Yeah. If we feel like we feel comfortable with renewing these contracts, then any kind of motion to vote on it.
Motion to we accept this contract, the renewal of this contract.
I second the motion.
So all in favor of renewing the contracts of these employees stated, say yes?
Yes.
Can I vote yes? All opposed, say no. The voting is unanimous, so we'll move forward with that, those contracts.
The next piece is some new hires. Are being considered for employment. Those are Bradley Reynolds, Elizabeth Reynolds, Seth Stevens, and Berlin Brown. They are being proposed for the lunch program, the secretarial position, and in the special education department. They have all been interviewed and are qualified to fill those positions, and I am recommending that the board approve their employment for these positions.
I need to recuse myself from this one.
Okay. So we still have a quorum, so I think we're good.
Darren, confirm that, yeah.
Yeah, Darren, can you?
I think I need to recuse myself also.
Yeah, Darren can come back in.
Oh, okay. So I'll bring, I'm going to send Darren back in. See you then. 34. We need one more.
Darren will come back in.
Darren, as soon as he comes back in.
So none of them are in teaching positions. So there's a secretarial and then two in the lunch program.
Okay.
And then,
So they don't need to go through that?
Yeah.
Okay. So what we're looking at, Darren, is Bradley Reynolds, Elizabeth Reynolds, Seth Stevens, and Irving Brown. And if you want to Do you have any comment on that? Any for Darren's benefit?
Question, John. So the teachers operate under a contract. Is this a contract or is just employment? Is there a difference?
This is more an employment. But to employ these employees, since they have a potential conflict with the director, then they need to be approved by the board.
A motion to approve the hire of these new board members.
I second that motion.
So all in favor of hiring these four new employees, say yes.
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Any opposed, say no. So it's unanimous. We do have a quorum, so we'll move forward on that agenda or that item. Do we want to bring the board members back in? Okay, we're on our final item of agenda item.
Before you,
go ahead.
Gina, go ahead, Scott.
So putting all these names together, I motion that we do them individually because I noticed that there may be other conflicts.
On the first one.
On the first one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think the second one is probably okay. I think we need to do this one separately by each name.
Okay. For each individual person?
Yeah, the first one. This one.
Okay, we'll go ahead and go through one by one. Thank you. So what I'll do is I'll ask if there's...
what justifies conflict?
So do you have the statute?
No. It's 53G-204, I think.
Is that? So it's...
Oh, 53G-409.
I'm going to pull that up just maybe... Read it. I can look it up too.
53-G-409. Relative means father, mother, husband, wife, son, daughter, sister, brother, uncle, aunt, nephew, niece, first cousin, mother-in-law, father-in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, son-in-law, daughter-in-law.
Let's see. So what we'll do, if you are any of those to any of these people, that we'll propose, and we'll go through the names one at a time, we'll ask that you recluse yourself, and leave the room, recruits. And we'll begin with Cherie Reynolds. Anyone that needs to leave the room for Cherie? Anyone related?
So does each one require their own motion and second?
Yeah. Okay. Yep, we'll go through each one individually.
So I'll motion to approve the employment contract for Cherie Reynolds.
Second that motion.
All in favor of approving the contract with Cherie Reynolds, say yes.
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 And I'll say yes. Any opposed, say no. So if Cherie has been approved, we'll go through Nicole Reynolds. Anybody that needs to?
Do we need to do an attendance count?
I've been marking who has gone for each one of them. So I say this person left, and then all members, present members.
Is that adequate?
I think so.
Okay.
Unless you want to do a roll call vote, wouldn't be that.
We could say who leaves.
That's fine.
Yeah.
If we say who leaves, then we can assume the rest are here.
Okay.
So do we need to bring in Joshua for Nicole?
I don't know if you want to just do this one, too. That's
her daughter. Yeah. That's her daughter, so he's probably...
leaving. Same.
Yeah. Do you have another one of these?
Yeah. Okay, anybody for Nicole will assume Joshua. We still have a quorum, so Nicole Reynolds. Any?
I'll motion motion we approve the contract for Nicole Reynolds.
I'll second.
All in favor of approving Nicole Reynolds, say yes.
Yes.
All, any opposed, say no. Okay, Nicole has been approved. Betsy Andrews.
Can we bring Joshua back in?
Yeah, we can bring Joshua back in. If you... Someone.
This is Joshua.
Okay, anybody that needs to leave, recruit themselves from Betsy Andrews, please make that known. We can entertain a motion for that, for Betsy Andrews. All in favor of approving Betsy Andrews, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Betsy Andrews has been approved. Monty Benson.
I need to recuse myself for that one.
Okay. Do we have a motion for Monty?
A motion to approve the contract for Monty Benson.
I second.
All in favor of approving the contract for Monty Benson, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Monty Benson has been approved. Jesse Crosley. I don't know if they...
I just want to ask them if they need to stay out or not.
Yeah, tell them it's Jesse Crosley.
Say it's Jesse Crosley.
Jesse Crosley? Should we? Does someone want to group these? I don't know if anybody can. You group them?
I just marked one sec.
Okay. Because we're on Jesse Crosley. Any motion to approve Jesse Crosley?
A motion to approve Jesse Crosley's contract.
I second.
All in favor of approving the contract for Jesse Crosley, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Jesse Crosley has been approved. Mitchell Gustavson. We need to...
I need to recuse myself on that.
Sorry. We're going to give you your exercise today. Okay, so we have a entertain a motion for Mitchell Gustavson.
A motion to retain contract Mitchell Gustavson.
Second.
All in favor of retaining Mitchell Gustavson's contract, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, well, Mitchell Gustavson has been approved. The next name on the list is Mary Owen.
The next two.
So the next two, Dorothy Thomas. Mary Owen. Yeah, we'll do Victor with. Okay. And Sarah Brown. Okay, do we have a quorum? One, two, three. So let's see if we can bring Scott and Grayson to come back. Is he coming back? Okay. And you're okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I wonder if we could group these four, because I think they're all O'Briens. Mary Owen. Well, let's just keep going. So Mary Owen. Do we have a motion for Mary Owen?
A motion to approve the contract for Mary Owen.
I second it.
All in favor of approving the contract for Mary Owen, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. So Mary Owen has been approved. Alex O'Brien.
A motion to approve the contract for Alex O'Brien.
I second.
All in favor of approving the contract for Alex O'Brien, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Alex O'Brien has been approved. Dorothy Thomas. Any new recruit?
I motion to approve the contract for Dorothy Thomas.
Second.
So all in favor of keeping, maintaining the contract with Dorothy Thomas, say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Did you second it? Or was it?
I thought it was Dan and then.
So you motioned and you seconded, right?
Okay. Yeah. Dan motioned, Eric seconded.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, all in favor, we approve. Dorothy Thomas, right?
Yes.
Okay, so she's been approved, Dorothy Thomas. The next name on the list is Jasmine Owen.
I motion to approve the contract for Jasmine Owen.
I second it.
All in favor of approving Jasmine Owen's contract, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. This Jasmine Owen has been approved. Hannah Owen.
I need to recuse myself.
Let's, before you leave, why don't we jump down to Victor O'Brien?
Okay.
Let's jump to Victor O'Brien.
Any motion to approve the contract for Victor O'Brien?
I second it.
All in favor of approving the contract for Victor O'Brien, say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Victor O'Brien has been approved. We'll do Sarah Brown as well. Okay. So we'll.
Yeah, I need to recuse myself on that.
And Sarah, okay.
There's a bunch in between that I don't have to recuse myself from.
Okay. Do you want to point them out? No, we'll go on.
The only other is Sarah Brown's the only other one that I have to recuse myself on. Sarah and Hannah.
Sarah and Hannah. So just, how about if we go to Valen Stoll?
And I need to recuse myself on Valen.
Okay. So should we?
That's fine. We'll just keep going. Sure. Just keep going.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't think we have a 2, 4. We need to send someone back in if they can.
Is it Valen we're doing next?
Yeah, we're doing Valen now.
So Joshua
can. Very good, thank you. Okay, we're looking at the Valen Stoll. Keeping her contract, renewing her contract.
So I'm motion that we approve the contract for Valen Stoll. I'll second that.
So all in favor of approving, maintaining the contract with Valen Stoll, say yes.
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 No. Any opposed, say no. Voting unanimous, Valen Stoll has been approved. We'll go back up to Hannah, and we need to. Okay. We thought it would save time. We're just.
Charles.
And. So Hannah Owen, do you have to recuse? Okay. Okay, do we have a quorum? 1, 2, 3, 4, we need one more. So, let's see if we can bring.
Did we do Jasmine?
Jasmine, yes, we did.
Yes,
everyone on the left has been approved. We're on the right-hand side, we're down to Hannah Owen. What's it? Yeah, Scott and Grace can come in. So, do you want to see if they can? Someone want to go grab Scott and Grace? Hannah Owen still.
Okay.
Hannah Owen.
We need Kim for that.
So that one might have to be held over.
Oh, okay.
She's first cousin.
First cousin. Okay. So how about if we go to Rebecca?
So this is Kim Mingham, one of our board members. He's actually called in and asked if he could participate over the phone.
Okay. So do you want to make a recording?
So go ahead and roll call, Kim.
This is Kim Mangum, board member.
Awesome.
Okay, okay. I remember that he called him.
Okay, you saved the day for us. So we need, what we're doing is we're approving contracts. the employees that we're approving the contracts for worked for us last year, and they've worked for us in the past. But to renew these contracts, there's a conflict of interest with the new director. So we have to, the board has to approve these contracts. What we're doing is we're, anyone that has a conflict of interest, we're having them recruit themselves from the voting. And so the current individual that we're voting on is Hannah Owen. And so with your vote, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So I think we're okay on that.
So, yeah, I'm familiar with Hannah.
Okay, so we'll entertain a motion to maintain her contract.
I motion to approve Hannah's contract.
I second it.
Okay, so we have all in favor of approving the contract for Hannah Owen. Say yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Not all yes. Any opposed, say no. Voting is unanimous, so Hannah Owen has been approved. We'll go to Rebecca Lucas. Let's actually go down to Charles Strong. We'll skip her for now. Charles Strong, do we have any conflict of interest with Charles?
Do you want to see if anyone else comes come back in?
We have enough here, so I think we can go ahead and move forward. So do we have a motion for Charles Strong?
I motion to approve the contract for Charles Strong.
I second that.
All in favor of renewing or maintaining Charles Strong's contract, say yes.
Yes.
And I'll vote yes. Any opposed, say no. Sorry. Say that one more time, Kim.
Yes.
So, and I'll vote yes as well. Any opposed, say no. Voting of board members present is unanimous, so Charles Strong has been approved. Joni Jenkins. Anybody here that has a conflict?
I have to recuse myself for that one. What about Rebecca Lucas? Did we do that one yet?
We're going to come back to that one. I need to step out on there.
Joni and Victor.
So you have to recuse on Joni?
Yes, and Victor.
We
did Victor, so.
Do you want to see if Grace and Scott want to come back?
Yeah. Okay, I think we're down to the final three. This next one is Joni Jenkins. We're looking for a motion to renew.
A motion to renew Joni Jenkins' contract.
A second.
All in favor of renewing Joni Jenkins, say yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, heard the voting is unanimous. Joni Jenkins has been approved. The next person is Sarah Brown. Okay. And
who's your last one?
The last one is Rebecca Lucas.
Should we do her first?
I might need to step out.
Okay.
So you can take over. Okay. So Sarah Brown is the next person on the list. So all in favor of renewing Sarah Brown's contract, say yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed, say no. Sarah Brown has been approved. And the last one is for Rebecca Lucas, and we'll let you take over for that.
So the last person is Rebecca Lucas. We need to vote on her contract. We have anyone?
We don't have a quorum yet. You have to get some people back in.
We don't?
Oh, I guess with Kim. With Kim, we do. With Kim, okay. We do. You're right.
I don't have any conflict.
Okay. All right. So, last person is that we have to vote on is Rebecca Lucas. Do we have anyone that wants to motion to approve Rebecca?
All motion to approve Rebecca Lucas.
Second.
Okay, so everybody that votes to approve Rebecca, say yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Yes. Okay, the voting is unanimous. So all employees have been approved.
You have to say, is anyone opposed?
Oh, sorry. Is anyone opposed to Rebecca Lucas being approved?
The voting is unanimous of those present. So all employees have been approved.
Okay, I have to come back in.
Turn it back over to Kent.
Yes.
It's been done.
It's already been done.
Okay, thank you for that. Where are you? Any more discussion on human resources? Okay, we'll go on to the next agenda item. Our final item on the agenda is the Executive Resolution Committee. I'll turn the time over to Charles.
Okay, just wanted to update the board on where we're at on the actions being taken. Our attorneys have filed a motion for a temporary restraining order. The hearing on that will be tomorrow. And we're in hopes that they at least temporarily, while our arguments heard, that they'll leave the existing board in place. But either way, we are moving forward with an appeal to the Utah State Board of Education. And maybe I'll let Grace update a little more on that information. She's been the one talking directly with the attorneys today.
Okay. So, like Charles said, we did file a temporary restraining order with the court to try and hold over that decision made for to replace the board members. We also filed the complaint that would ask them to review or reverse that decision, and that's been filed in the courts. And the board members themselves have actually filed a civil rights lawsuit in federal court to fight against the arbitrary and capricious actions of the SCSB. We also, last Friday, we did receive a probation letter. And so what that does for us is it listed out the remaining deficiencies that they felt like that there was still a problem with. We are now gathering everything together to give them the information that they are requesting. We are trying to be transparent with them. We are trying to work with them so that they will feel like that we want to work with them, and we want to be open with them, and we want to open the books and show them that there is nothing that we want to hide. There is nothing that we have done wrong. I know that there's been little errors here and there that have been unintentional, but we've invited them to come in and review all of our books because we are confident that they're in good shape and they're not going to find anything that's a problem. So in the case of, I know that the parents are asking, what do we do to help this? Well, we do have the state charter board meeting that will continue on depending on what is decided tomorrow in the courts with the temporary restraining order. If the temporary restraining order is granted, then they don't have the authority to replace the board members. And it'll give us some time to pull together the things that we need to keep the school running, because our number one goal, and I want to assure the parents, the number one goal that we want to do is to keep the students' education in place so that it's not interrupted. We don't want the students to have to feel like that they're under pressure. And, you know, I've heard a lot of the kids ask, am I going to be able to graduate? Are some of my credits, are they going to allow my credits that I've already earned? What's going to happen now? You know, am I going to be able to have a school to go to tomorrow or after this week? And there's a lot of concern and unrest. And I want to assure you that we're going to do everything possible within our power to try and make sure that these kids continue with their education in a safe and protected environment without persecution.
So saying that, the parents can help by writing your legislator, by attending the state charter board meeting, even though it's in Heber City, I believe. It's been moved to Heber City. I don't know why. We have always had it at the building downtown. Royce.
I can tell you why if you like.
Go ahead.
This is every year the state charter school board has an off-site meeting in September to do strategic planning. This is just what they're doing this year. It has nothing to do with anything related to Van Carn. I'm 100% certain of that. It's been, that's been planned for months. I've been to those off-site meetings other places for years.
That's a little reassuring. It is a bit more challenging, but if that's something that our parents feel strongly about, I would recommend that they go to that and attend it and show the support. Is there anything else that you remember that?
I think that's it.
And then also keep in touch with your PTO president, which is Ann. She will know whether there's new things that come up that you will be able to help on. And so that being said, that's really all that we have right now to update our parents.
Any questions or discussion, board members? I do appreciate the attendance of our parents. It's a real showing of support and interest, and we are very concerned about the future of our school and that maintaining, like Grace said, our number one goal is the students. We've done an amazing job. The staff here has done an amazing job with the students. The test scores are outstanding. Our progress is outstanding, the growth. And we would like to just maintain that. And we feel like this, depending on how things go in the state charter school board, could affect that. And we have to maintain that structure for our students. So, any?
Yeah, got one more thing that I overlooked in the director's report.
Mm-hmm.
There are some, we've been reviewing the policies based on some new regulations that were passed by the state Congress this year, and some other policy changes that we are just trying to update, because it's been quite a few years since some of our policies have been updated. And we didn't get anything out to the board prior to now, so there's nothing that's scheduled to be voted on tonight, but I wanted to just pass a copy of some of the proposed changes. There's an emergency meeting noticed for tomorrow night. If that goes forward, it actually is on the agenda, and we'll give you guys a day to look through these. If not, we'll just push this to the October meeting for whichever board to get into them to review. But I did want to pass them out so that the board members have a copy for review. No, it's the whole thing. Every board member gets one.
Except for Chuck. I got an email.
Let's see, one of those colored ones.
Oh, here's more.
I'll just get it to Kim as well.
That's right. Is Kim still on the phone?
Yeah, he is.
Okay, I'll email this out to you, Kim. Anybody else need a copy? Any other board member? As I say, if the board meeting ends up not being held, it'll just be moved to the October board meeting. So.
Okay, I think that's the last item on our agenda. If there's no further discussion, we can entertain a motion to close.
Second.
All in favor of closing the board meeting tonight, say yes.
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 All opposed, say no. The voting is unanimous. Board meeting has been closed. Thank you.